And, of course, we have much to talk about when it comes to inclusion and diversity. Steve Chappell in the house to talk about how we, spend our times on Friday. Glad that you are here, Steve. Let me do a formal introduction as soon as I find my script. Why isn't my script in front of me? That's not like little Shelley here. Oh, there we go. Thank you. We're going to talk with you, KB Lennon,
Lahanam
Association President and Community Inclusion Advocate is your formal title. So as we look at putting you on the forefront, we welcome you. Steve, good morning to you. This is a great opportunity.
Good morning, Shelley Irwin. Good morning to all of our listeners throughout West Michigan and to KB Lennon, a special hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me this morning.
Nice. Well, we want to talk about you because weekly we do focus on the work of area individuals and organizations that advance inclusion. And you're president of your association, a community inclusion advocate. You're going to talk about the inaugural 2019, is it the Songkran Southeast Asian New York Festival?
Yes, it's the New Year Festival. That encompasses Thailand, Laos, and Cambodia. We have a large community in the Lakeshore area, and this will be our first collaboration of bringing the new year to the community.
Let's talk about your association first.
Okay.
What is it?
Okay, so the Lalahanam Association is actually leading the festival, but really I need to give credit to all the other organizations that is bringing this together because we cannot do this without our partner organization. In Holland, you have a large community of Laotian that you have the Lao Christian Reformed Church, you have the Lao Temple, you have the Cambodian Temple, you have the Cambodian Temple, and you have the Thai Association. So the group are coming together to really showcase within our community our culture and our traditional ways how we celebrate New Year. And today actually marks the Songkran Water Festival around the world. So if you Google Songkran Festival, you'll see lots of pictures from Thailand with a lot of water hoses and a lot of water. So the water signify washing away the old, bringing the new. So a lot of excitement that are going on around the world, but the event is actually going to take place on the 20th because I want to make sure that the respective organization are celebrating this week in their traditional ways, and next week we're opening it up to the public.
Well, KV, I lived in Holland for 20 years, from 74 to 95, and it's been wonderful to see the wonderful cultures just emerge and add so much in art and food and philosophy to really enrich the community. So what you're doing next week is quite extraordinary because it's the launch of the new year today.
Yes.
For Laotian, Thai, and Cambodian cultures.
Yes.
But you're bringing them all together.
Yes.
How wonderful. Tell us more about that.
Well, I wanted to create this unity among the groups. Our population is growing. West Michigan is a great place for families, education, and a lot of folks are moving into West Michigan because of the opportunities. And here, I want to make it welcoming for others who are moving from other parts of the world that are coming into West Michigan. So I want to make sure that we truly embrace our culture, really bring that unity and collaboration and bring this rich culture among our neighbors and our peers and our colleagues.
Food will do that. What'd you bring in here?
Oh, today, honor of the festival. Taste of Asia is one of our food vendor next week, and I cooked these fresh for you this morning. They are Thai egg rolls and crab rangoons with some sweet and sour sauce. Well, next week, you'll find a lot of authentic food. So all the nonprofits are doing a fundraiser for their own organization. They're going to be cooking food from their respective region. Like, we'll have a pho station, kabun station, which is a curry rice noodle. We'll have unique dessert like banana leaf sticky rice with banana, mango with sticky rice with coconut milk.
KV, what am I eating right now?
You are eating a Thai egg roll. So it's a crispy wrap rice paper, and inside you'll have vegetables, and you could, it could be a vegetarian dish, it could be chicken, it could be pork, but the one that you're eating right now, I'm going to say it's pork. Ooh.
Now,
yes.
I know that you're very busy pulling all of this together, and hundreds of people are going to be there next
yes.
Saturday. You probably need help. I'll be happy to come over to your house and taste. I mean, help cook this. I mean, this is
you can do sample testing for me.
Do you work hard enough here at WGBU?
Well, yeah, that's why I need to eat some of this great, great food. But so I'm looking at the flyer for uh-huh. this event, and this is magnificent. What am I looking at? I'm looking at a
Muay Thai. It's actually an art form that is really originated from Thailand, and you'll see among the AMA fighting community right now that they integrated this art form. So my goal is to bring some of those art form, food, tradition that was brought from Southeast Asia and really integrated in a lot of different ways in the U.S.
And
so
more,
I'm sorry.
No. Don't you have musical performance groups coming from outside of Michigan?
Yes, I'm excited about that. Lan Sang Troupe are coming in from Elgin, Illinois. This association really want to cultivate the music, the culture, and the instrument that were played thousands of years ago. So they have a summer school that they send the youth to really help understand the art and the culture of Southeast Asia. So they're traveling from Elgin to be with us next week, Saturday, to perform. They have 7 students ranging from the age of 10 up to about 15 that we want to engage the audience too. So they're going to teach the audience how to fawn, which is a traditional dance form, how we celebrate, and it's going to be awesome. So I'm really excited to have them and featuring the Muay Thai demo as well.
Thank you for that again. Yes, focusing on the work of area individuals. These Fridays, Advancing Inclusion and Equity in Our Community, and KV Lennon with us, president of the Lahanam. Why can't I pronounce
that? No, that's perfect.
Lahanam Association. And back to the big picture, I know one of your key missions to help bring unity, awareness, supporting new immigrants, be culturally welcoming. You want to tie this back to the Unity Bridge that was launched?
Yes. So in 2015, I had the honor to be part of the launch of the Unity Bridge, which is really talk about bringing the community together, celebrating our differences, but building our community as a whole together. And I thought, here's the first event that we're bringing together everyone from Southeast Asia and opening it up to the public and for us to really celebrate and collaborate and really celebrating our differences. And food brings us together.
Yes, it does. Chew your food.
I just couldn't resist. It's right in front of me. What can families expect in the way of attractions, food? When does this start? And
We will open up to the public at 4 for the street food experience in the farmers market and the Civic Center. At 6 o'clock, we're going to have a parade that will be led by the Dragon Dancers from Calvin College. Dragon is a really big significant in Southeast Asia. And then you'll find people dress up in our silk, beautiful outfit in the parade, and we'll have bowls of water that will be splashing. People are watching us. That's just a way of us celebrating. And we have the taiko drummers coming in from Kalamazoo, drumming to the beat of the Muay Thai plus to the beat of the parade as we're coming into the Civic Center. So the kids could come in and be part of the parade and enjoy the food, enjoy the performance. Everything outside is free for the community, and the food that they purchase at the farmers market street area will go directly to the nonprofit, so they don't have to come into the performance if they don't want to. But if they do want to watch the performance, it's a donation of $20 at the door, and all of that will go directly helping to pay for the event.
I'm sure of that, yes.
How can our listeners get tickets to this great event?
So pre-sale, $15 right now on Eventbrite. Just look up Holland Songkran 2019, and you'll be able to find that. Or Google us on Facebook. We're out there, and I'm posting the food and the timeline of the event. And then you could also purchase right at the door if you decide to attend at the day of.
So right down to, it's at the Civic Center.
At the Civic Center.
It's a great facility, holds hundreds of people, and you expect a big turnout.
So people should
get their tickets.
So right now we have about 370 RSVPs, prepaid ticket already, and because we're opening it up the day of, I mean, hopefully we'll get thousands. I mean, the place holds 1,800, but outside, I mean, we could do so much out there.
And Songkran, that is spelled S-O-N-G-K-R-A-N. Again, S-O-N-G-K-R-A-N. So they just go to Eventbrite, Songkran, Holland, and they can find it.
Yes.
A question. It's a wonderful, diverse community that Holland and Holland Charter Township is becoming. Mm-hmm. Upwards of 6% of Asian population?
Yes, a blend between the two groups, about 6% that makes up Laotian, Thai, Cambodian, and Vietnamese. So when you think about Southeast Asia, that encompasses the four countries there, and there's a growing population there. How we came to West Michigan is really through the refugee immigration. So that's why when you talked about the mission earlier, there's a lot of immigration that are coming into, you know, West Michigan, or you know, moving in from other areas of part of the states, making this their home. I mean, you have stores, you have restaurants. We want people to feel comfortable and really understand our culture and our background. We're your neighbors, we're your peers, we're your coworkers. So great way for us to really showcase that.
Start with the egg roll. One Steve over. Final words from you, Steve.
Well, as a community inclusion advocate, we want to applaud that your group's efforts and the efforts that everyone's making in Holland maybe could serve as a model for other communities as we look at the celebrating our differences, building our community together with the Unity Bridge, and now this great festival next weekend.
Yes.
It'll give everyone an opportunity to see the town coming together and celebrating as one people.
That is the mission, and that will be the beautiful part of the day.
If anyone has missed any part of this interview with KV Lennon, they can go to the WGVU Radio News page a little bit later this afternoon under Mutually Inclusive and listen to this in its entirety.
Thank you all, KV and Steve, and our food. We're going to have a doggy bag, aren't we?
Yes.
Because you're not going to bring those back with you. No,
they're yours.
We'll share them. Thank you all. Take care.